This is Inputs, the podcast by Top Crop Manager, Canada's national source for the latest agronomic research, crop production, and technology trends. You've tuned in to hear conversations about relevant research, best production practices, and everything in between.
You know, for over 15 years, Gowan Canada has focused our deepest respect for science and passion for agriculture to help growers work toward the results they need to grow profitable crops. Herbicide resistance is a growing challenge, and chemical rotation is king. Our Muddy Boots approach to understanding crop protection challenges helps us deliver the right solutions for sustainable weed and pest management. To see the full list of products, go to GowanCanada.com. That's GowanCanada.com. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan Canada.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Inputs. I'm Derek Kluche, editor of Top Crop Manager West, and today we are talking with Rosie Siha, an agronomy extension specialist with Alberta Grains, who will provide some tips and information on how farmers can prepare for potential drought conditions this coming growing season. Welcome to the podcast, Rosie.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Why don't we start off by you telling us a little bit about yourself and the type of work that you do with Alberta Grains?
Yeah, I work on the extension or agronomy extension for Alberta Grains. So the focus of my work is knowledge and technology transfer. That is, we have a lot of awesome research going on across the prairies, and we try to bring the results to the farmers and bring what is the best management practices. And we do that by, personally for me, I mean, the lead role of developing our newsletter called The Growing Point, where we share agronomic information. We develop the newsletter called The Growing Point, where we share timely and unbiased agronomic information to our farmers and agronomists. We also host and support the field demonstrations of research projects and agronomy practices across the province in season.
Sounds like they're keeping you busy over there.
Definitely.
How long have you been with Alberta Grains?
A little over a year. I joined at the end of January 2023. So, yeah.
Perfect. Wonderful. So this season, there's been a lot of talk about how farmers in Alberta are going to have to deal with drought this coming growing season. As you know, this winter, there was not a lot of snow that we got. So there's been a lot of stories in the news about how farmers are going to have to deal with that. So what are you seeing across the province regarding what areas could see more significant drought conditions than others?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing some drought conditions, and it started earlier than this year. So for some regions, the trend started last year or even earlier. So last spring, we had a very warm and dry spring across the province. Then during the growing season, like starting June and July, the areas west and north of Edmonton started to get more rain, while other parts, for example, like south area, didn't get much of the relief. So some areas ended the growing season in a water deficit situation. Then since last fall, a large portion of the province received lower than average rain and snow. So that's about well over 50% of Alberta got less than 70% of the snow and rain than average. So right now, if you look at the soil moisture map that is also available on Alberta government website, the soil moisture deficit is more severe in the eastern half of the province, that is spanning from Medicine Hat to Lloydminster, and the area has 2.5 inches of soil moisture or less right now. And some area of the Peace region is also facing some soil moisture shortage too. So we're coming into this season as a lot of the farmers and researchers and reporters say we are definitely facing a concerning year for this 2024 growing season.
Yeah, for sure. Lately, we've certainly, in the area that I'm in near Calgary, we've gotten a little bit more snow in the past couple of weeks, but June is usually the wet month. So hopefully it's really, really wet to kind of make up for the past year. Now, were there any particular types of crops that are maybe more susceptible to drought? And then are there ones that are a little bit more resilient?
Generally, the drought tolerance of crops can vary even between varieties that are within the same crop species. But I guess another way to look at this question is how much water is required for a certain crop generally to grow. And then we can find generally pulse crops require slightly smaller amount of water than wheat and canola. And they have different water use patterns. So pulse crops have slightly shallower roots, so they don't use as much water below 80 centimeters depth. And then oilseeds, say canola and wheat, they also use water differently. Canola use slightly less water on the upper regions of the soil profile. So you can say find that each crop use slightly different amounts of water and they have different water use patterns. So by rotating the crops and paying attention to their water use pattern, the growers can increase the overall soil water use efficiency in this case.
All this being said, what can growers be doing right now to help prepare for a potential for the summer growing season where we had limited amount of snowfall in the winter and potentially can have limited rainfall in the summer? What can they be doing right now as we speak?
The first one is soil test. By doing a soil test, the farmers can get to know how much nutrients are available in the soil, and then adding that information along with your expected yield, you can make a good fertilizer plan. Then seed test is another key that helps you to ensure a strong seed lot is used and help make decisions on if a seed treatment is needed. Because seedling diseases can impact root growth and impact the crop ability to manage drought. So we want to set up the crop for a good start and to be more resilient. And when appropriate, if you have some flexible acres between different types of crops, try to utilize the more drought-tolerant crops or the crops that require less amount of water if you anticipate your area experiencing drought or if you re will receive less amount of irrigation than average. Weed management also comes into play. Weed competes with the crops for nutrients and also for water. So in this case, be vigilant about the weed, do scout, and do pre-emergent herbicide to reduce your winter annual and spring weed growth. And that way more water can go towards your crop other than the weed. And one thing I'd like to address is continue practicing no-till or reduced tillage. Alberta farmers are actually doing very well on that. About 90% of Alberta farmers are already using no-till or reduced till, and that helps to conserve soil moisture because for every tillage pass, there's an average of half an inch to an inch of moisture lost. That's according to Ross McKenzie's study. So keep practicing no-till if you already do so. And yep, Alberta farmers are doing really well. One of the last things producers can do is financial planning. So crop insurance and participate in the government assistance programs can help you mitigate some of the financial losses during drought. So look up business risk management programs offered by the province and apply for them so they can help you still mitigate the economic losses.
Those are some great tips. Thank you for that. And how do fertilizers factor into crop health during drought conditions? Are there any rules that farmers should be following to help maximize their efficacy?
Yeah, there's a good balance to walk on. You want to fertilize so the plant get enough nutrients to grow and be resilient. And at the same time, you want to manage the crop using a realistic amount of fertilizer that's targeted toward the yield. So if a significant drought condition is expected, it's reasonable to adjust the fertilizer rates. And that's for two reasons. One is the yield expectation might be lower if there's a drought and the crop use less nutrients. Another is for the regions that experienced significant drought in the 2023 season, there might be some nutrient carryovers, but be cautious on that because a lot can happen between fall and spring. And there's nutrient cycle biochemical processes going on there. So do test your soil before making this assumption. Although it's reasonable to lower the fertilizer rates, but you do want to fertilize enough. So if there's a lack of so because there's a, if there's a lack of soil fertility, the plant's root system and their defense systems that help manage drought will be limited. So, for example, potassium helps the stomata functioning, which helps managing the water loss through stomata, and phosphorus helps with developing a healthy root system. So you still want to supply the plants with enough nutrients so they can have good root system and good stomata regulation and growing generally healthy to be resilient in drought. It's highly encouraged for producers to make decisions with the fertility based on soil tests. So using the soil test results, you can make an educated decision on fertilizer rates to ensure they do not put the crop in a nutrient limiting situation, leading to like more unnecessary stress on top of the drought. And a good strategy in this case is to practice split nitrogen application to mitigate risks. Say, for example, at the beginning of the season, you estimated your soil moisture and you look at the average rain you get during the season and you decide, oh, I have a yield potential of, say, 40 bushel an acre wheat. And then you can fertilize for that. But if you get more moisture, and you decide, oh, now I might get a 60 bushel an acre wheat. You can still put more nitrogen on in season, but the timing is really important. So the additional nitrogen should be put down within 4 to 5 weeks after seeding, because for wheat plant, they take 50 to 60% of total nitrogen in before they finish tillering, and that's also the time when the great amount of yield potential is set. So you can use split nitrogen application as a risk mitigation tool, but pay attention to timing to make sure you still set up the crop for good yield potential.
That's great, Rosie. Thanks a lot. Are there any final tips that you'd like to offer farmers to help them prepare for this coming growing season?
Yeah, one of them is seeding early. That helps you use the early spring moisture and reduce the summer heat impact. But do remember that it's not a silver bullet because last year, some of the early seeded crops actually were hit harder than the later seeded crops because they spent more time in dry soil conditions than the later seeded crop. So assess your situation and make the decision. Another is seeding depth. When we seed in a drought condition matters a lot. Do check how deep the moisture is and then balance the pros and cons of seeding into the moisture. For example, if your moisture is below 2 inches, it's not worth putting a cereal crop into the moisture because are more likely to experience uneven emergence. But if the moisture is at a reasonable depth, definitely seed into moisture and look at your crop type too. Generally, peas can be seeded into up to 3 inches, while canola needs to be seeded shallower. So do look at how deep the moisture is and look at your crop type and make the best decision. And one final tip is monitor for pest maps. For some of you might experience some grasshopper issues in the 2023 season. If that's the case, do go out and scout early this year. start scouting in May, and that way you can catch them and start manage them early when grasshoppers are smaller and less mobile and easier to kill.
Perfect. Yeah, grasshoppers definitely like those dry conditions.
Yeah, I remember there's researcher who was scouting for a surveying grasshopper. They caught over 1700 grasshopper in 25 sweeps. That
Wow.
is 70 grasshopper per sweep. And
That's a lot.
yes, so do scout for grasshoppers this year.
Perfect. Those are some great tips. Thank you very much for the information that you shared with us today. I think our listeners will really appreciate your insights.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to Inputs, the podcast by Top Crop Manager. To hear more great research and perspectives from industry experts, visit topcropmanager.com/podcasts or catch up on past episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.